Zayin and Aleph at the top. Risha Tilsa, Shechefes, Shlishes, Shabov, Megimayam, Megimayam. It's a fever, which is a recurring fever, which comes every 3 days. Silvi is Anovim Ketanim, as I tell you, Girsha should be Anovim Ketanim, small branches. Shiva Tzibi is some of his seven little splinters, Shuri from Kuras and Beams. Shiva Sifi, Yisaitis, Kilbish Malaz, seven spikes. Shiva Kshuri from Kishorim, from bridges. Zayin Sinri, Sinar Hadelis, is the Chor HaSkufa Shetzir Hadelis Sabbat, but it's the cup in the bottom of the doorway where the door turns in. Kufri is Zephis, which is Zephis and Asvinus, it's the pitch which you put on the outside of the boats. Arvi is Asvinus, they're both. Shiva Buni Kamuni, Garini Kamoin. Seeds of Kamon. Shafina Buni is Kamon, is Gosin, and Maloy Egrev is a handful, a fistful. Shiva Bina Midikni the Kabasaba, Shiva Nime Mizokin Kelub Zokin. Seven hairs from a old dog's beard. Ishat Smirta Khalish Machamis Makadechas is a goof. It's an illness which heats up the whole body. Radini is snag, goats of the snab. Lichrik is ish kranir kamoi the mivli krikayo. Krikayo with the talking means cracks. The other chafes. Remember Mishum the Seife, the reason why we call the pasuk is Madula Yivarasnet. Why is it not burning? So it shouldn't be burning. Kisor, Shesukheli, illness goes away. That's a krabalaim, shali karv, zeakheli I love, this illness should not be near him. Lisisay Belipsike, Samach Lakarka, Lisisay Yashash below, bend it down close to the Karka, and this is Marcus, Shatter Shmela, since you're low, that's why you got Skinner. The Chemisa Ishuto, Sharisa Ho'esh, the same way Chanani Mishal Azariah, the Ish saw them ran away, to him, this person also. The Simta, the Shkin is Krug Belaz, it boils. Bisuzay Masmusay Kach. Kisei Shmoyis Hamalachim Shem Shekaren Umemas Masin Umechas Kisim Oisol. These are the names of the Malachim because they are damaging the person by tearing him,
wiping him out, and chopping him up.
Basel Zoshen Bizoah to cut. They didn't really come from the stoim, but that is the lachash. Bezich, bezich, bezoch, bezich, en la mashmos, el kahu alachash. There's no understanding of the words per se. En ech bich, marech bich, shalatadim yos, you should, the appearance should remain the same. As ech bich, its place should be shalatar, yatachim shouldn't spread. Kikolit, Shekla Zara Bashuri Vitnoi, person whose Zara remains in his body, Shlayara that can't give birth. The keeper, Anfush Balaz and Ababuz, Kachlash and Reno Yitzchok. So he learned the type of boils, Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Menachem, Nishmasu Eden. Lashon Rabbi Yitzchok is the keeper, is the Misha Kvo Shade. He has this illness of a shade, Nemahachi, Lachash Ba'amahu, it's Lachash Ba'amo. Habis the pocket habis lachash. Let's have a mashumas. Makulol should be cursed. Venishma should be broken. Mashumas should be put into Harem. Yehe shade ze. This shade should be. What? Sheshmoy bartit bartina. Should have been a kisa im hizik. If the shade of his kisa was mazikim, layman lachash ze. He says the karka for that re, barush hari zachor. On the head of the male lion. Ausu the gersha isum. The chaytim levia in the keva, and the nostrils, the nose of a female lion. Ashechel shidoi bar shrikoi pandoi kashma. You found that that's where you find this shade. B'mishu the karsich avote barugas karshim hilpaltiv, and the furrows of the leek field, we've thrown them down. Below the chamar chatarte, belechi a chamor hilkisiv, and with the jawbone of a chamor we've hit him. Okay. B'nei Malachim is Zogim. And the Mishnah says, it's Lav Dach B'nei Malachim, Shidi B'chom B'hoivim. Mantano Reversi, Reb Shimon, back in the Gemara, right before the Mishnah. It's Reb Shimon. Tom Reversi, it's Reb Shimon. The Omer, B'chom Yisrael B'nei Malachim, Heim, that all Klai Yisrael could be act like B'nei Malachim. So the ket over here is you're allowed to have the zugim, the zogim, so b'lei malachim are not going to show it off because it's not kosher to them, and they don't show these things off. See, so he says everybody acts like b'lei malachim, it's got to be that. Rabbi says, but if it's sewn in, it's not a problem. According to everybody. Rashi.
So is, call yourself b'lei malachim. That's how everyone behaves. It's a behavioral thing rather than saying that we have some kind of elevated status, so whatever privileges that Melech has.
Well, later Raman is used to say an elevated status. What he's saying is it's elevated to the point that people feel that they're going to act accordingly. Mantanas Rashi, the Tani Kuchol Adam, Phil Oni Shabbi Yisrael, it's from Shimon, the Perak Shur Shrotim. It's not embarrassing for him. Because it looks like he's doing something. He's pretending to be something that he's not. Michelle and Nifl want to take it off. They don't have that problem. In Ami, the Migo, the Chiddushu, Shalaf and Machwi, or we're not worried about since it's something special, he's going to take it off and show it off. That's normal for them to wear. Or Big Susa, the Shalaf, Le, and Machwi. You can't take it off the show because it's so not. Mishnah. Yotzin, Bebetzes, Achargo. You can go out with the egg of Achargo, which is a type of a grasshopper. Vashain, Shuol, the tooth of a fox. A master and a soluv, and a nail from one who's been soluv, has been crucified, means from the beam. Mishum Rafua, Libra Meir. These are used for different types of Rafua, and that's Mutter. Mishum Darki Amari, these are Darki Amari, and they're also even in the weekdays. Rashi, Darki Amari, Nichashu. There's a big problem in Rashi over here, what Rashi's doing, because this of Nachash, of Nichush, is trying to divine things through different processes, is a lot of the Torah of Lois and Nachash. Lois and Nachash was not this of Nichush, it's sort of an Isurim. It's not even written in the same parasha. Lois and Nachash was written in Parsha Shoftim, I think, and Chuzon Lashalech was written in Parsha Zachar Mois. It's like, why is Rashi connecting the two? That's one issue. Now, the second issue, we'll see when we get to the Gemara. And then maybe Rashi will make some sense. It's in basis of cargo. What is it used for? It's all the Lashichel. They would use it to remove a pain in the ear. Hushen Shoshua, the Avdi Lashinso. Was used to people which have sleep issues. The chaya lamandinoyim, they would use a tooth from a live fox for a person who has problems and he falls asleep a lot. This would arouse him. Demitzu lamandinoyim, a person who has insomnia, they would use a tooth from a dead fox. The avdi lezirfer was used for person who has like a puffing up of an area after he gets a cut. So this was used to place over there and it would reduce the swelling.
I understand this. Are we assuming that these things are effective or not effective?
That's a very good question. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Yishum Rafua Dibri Meir. Meir says it's Mutzah. Ba'ayi V'Rabba Damai Tavayu. They both say a rule. Chodor Rosh Yesh B'Yishum Rafua. Hein B'Yishum Darkei Ha'amari. So, the understanding of Rameir is because there's no wisdom of Darkei Ha'amari if it's effective. dark and murder was also things which would seem to be, they would do it even though they were not effective. So that's the choyik, this issue of the issue of dark and murder is the Maharik. Ramal brings a Maharik in Yeruday and Kufa Ayin Ches. So the Maraz and Kufa, the Ramaz and Kufa Ayin Ches. Shubas Marik. The Marik says there are two Yisurim in Bechuz and Zalech. One is there are certain actions which are by definition not Jewish. So he says wearing clothing which are preaches to her clothing. Like that's a definition. That's a non-Jewish act. That's the act. That's what the goyim do. So a person who wears such clothing, he's going mechayk of the akum. Wearing clothing which are gaivadik, which or shachas he calls it. If you call tremendous attention to yourself, you know, the Barachi's suits, you know, right? That's chukas and masalech. And then there's other things that are oshik because they're chayk. People do them. They have these things which are illogical. There's no reasoning behind them, and they do them because it's a chayk to do it. That's the second issue. The shul which he was talking about, actually, he's talking about the doctors used to wear like a certain type of garment where they walk on the streets and people should publicize they're doctors. So is there any sort of a Jew wearing this? He says, no, because it's done derech kavod. The reason why you wear it is because you want to publicize that you're a doctor, so there's a logic why you're doing it. I mean, why should you believe this garment? It's not logical, but they had to choose something, so they chose this garment for a reason. So that's not a problem, because it's not a chayk. So over here, the guy over there argues, and the guy learns that the Ran argues with the Marik, and he passes like the Ran. Even if something is, it has a logic to it, but if we would not have thought of it ourselves, would not have done it ourselves, only got it from the goyim, also goes into the Sukkah Pank. Chukasem Moshalech, what the goyim says. So the Moshalech, according to the goyim is against the putting, bringing in branches of trees, etc., for Chag, for Shavuos, because the goyim do the same thing for their holiday. Even though the idea of we do it because of Har Sinai, etc. We have a reason why we do it. It's not a logical thing, not a chayk. But on the other hand, there's an element of it was something which we hadn't done it apparently, and he felt it was it was learned from the goyim to do such an idea. So it's us.
By the way, what holiday are they referring to? He's talking about that they bring in all the stuff.
You know, I'm sorry. You had me there. So the more saying it's something which is merapis, so it's not dark amuri because it's effective. But it's something which is not merapis, but they keep doing it anyway. Whatever they feel it's, you know, it has some function, etc. That's us. More says, "How even mishum dark refuah? Yes, mishum dark amuri. Meaning, if it doesn't have refuah involved in it, there is dark amuri. Iva tanya." Elon Shemesher Perusov, a tree which it does not hold its fruit all full term, drops the fruit too early. So Sikra Basikra, you put red paint on it, you turn it bavonim. And you should tie it down with stones, weight it down. Bishlam is turn bavonim. Turn bavonim makes sense. Why can't the lichush chele? Sometimes the reason why the strength of the tree is being put in developing the trunk and the branches as opposed to developing the stems holding on to the fruit. So you want to weaken that so the strength will transfer to the other parts. El Sekra Basikra, my refu cover, what is it? Doesn't do anything. It should be also else dark air murray. Where it says, no. The reason why it's mutter is kehecha de lichse inchi liboy ale rachami. The purpose is people should know about it and daven for you. By the mitzvah, he publicizes his plight, so people should daven for him. So Ravina, come on, Talina Kufsi Bediklo. Kiaitana. So what we do nowadays when we have a problem with the date tree, usually we would hang a Kufsi was. The dates come like in this big bundle. It's called a kufsi. So you would hang a kufsi, the dikla, there on the tree to show that it's dropping its fruits, to publicize this issue. Um, Whereas the Tani Tana of the Perik Amaroi Kameder Apriya Barobin. There was a Ganatana was a person called Prices. In the Perik means in the Sugya of Amaroi Darke Murray, in front of Kibra Oven, various different things. Amaroi Kulu Isbu Mishab Darke Murray, the Varmehani. All of them have the problem of the Darke Murray because they're not effective except for these two. What are the two? Mishi Yeshla Etzim Begronoi, I promise you this one. If he has a bone in his throat, maybe Mursa Amin, he would take the same type of bone. Aminiach Loyal Kakana put on top of the head, Balei Mahochi, and this is what he says. And it's a Lachash. Lachash is Chad Nochis, Bola Nochis, Chad. That doesn't have a Darke Amuri, and Leidra, which is this is a bone of a fish which is stuck in the veshet as opposed to being stuck further up. You say Ninatsta Kemachat Ninalta Kitris Shai Shai. So those two things are mut. So the shayla is like this. Barber explaining Remeir. So that's pretty. Means they're going to the chacham. I mean, you have a problem. They're going like the yachin, like the chacham, and they seem to be saying like kla, which everybody seems to be accepting. And so, but the chacham can't accept it because it's the Remeir, not the chacham. So you have to say that Saramam says that the Chacham agreed to the Klal. The Rambam passed the Klal. The Chacham agreed to the Klal. They just felt that these things specifically were not effective enough to go. You know, so the argument is going to be in your level of effect to say it's considered a chark or not. So you have to understand according to the Chacham. Okay.